I don't know how many phone calls were coming in, but it was more than we were able to take. And that is the top of the hour.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Through the week, we've been promoting.
Are the shakings that have come upon America and the world from 9/11 to COVID-19 all part of an ancient mystery, a prophecy, a warning of what is still to come? From New York Times bestselling author Jonathan Cahn comes an explosive and mind-blowing motion picture, The Harbingers of Things to Come, the one movie you can't afford not to see. In theaters May 12th. Tickets available at fathomevents.com.
Most of you know that WCNO Radio is...
All right, and I am so glad to say that we now have Jonathan Cahn on air with us. Jonathan, can you hear me okay? Let's just check and make sure everything is clear.
Yeah, I do. You sound a little distant, but I do hear you.
Okay, good deal. Let's see what else I can do here. Well, a little distant. Well, I'm down here in Florida.
Well, maybe that's it. You got to shout.
Well, I want to welcome Jonathan Cahn. You're not certainly a stranger to us and our audience. And as you know, God has blessed us with a very big mouth for the Father and a big footprint in Florida. We're reaching into 10 counties, and that represents about 30% of the population in the state of Florida. We cover most of the population here on the eastern coast, down into the Fort Lauderdale area and all around the lake. And so we have been letting people know that you were going to join us this morning. Of course, your books, we have our staff here, most of us have read, and we have been looking and waiting for this moment. I know that we have a movie coming out, right?
Yeah. It's the first time I've ever done anything like this, or the people who have been involved ever did this. It is coming out. It is The Harbingers of Things to Come, and it's coming out all across the country, in theaters all across the country, on May 12th, Thursday night. And so it's going to be a Fathom event, so it's a one-night event, but all across the country. This is going to be really like an explosion of a prophetic explosion. It's never been put on film. I don't know we don't know that this has ever been done before. It's going to be a very powerful thing. It's for those who know the Harbingers. You know, it'll start with that, but then it's going to do things unusual that I never shared in The Harbinger to begin with. Things that have happened, where we have been, what has happened, where we are now, what is behind what's happening, and what does this all say for the future? Where is this all heading? What we need to know for the days ahead, how to know, how to win. So it is, I'm also going to be, people are going to actually be seeing The Harbingers And, you know, it's kind of like I'm going to be traveling, I'm going across the country. It's kind of uncovering, you know, these mysteries. And there are things on here that have never been shown, like, on a screen before. I mean, there's actually footage that I've held back from showing for years. So it is for believers and non-believers. It's for believers, it's a wake-up call for anyone. It's a wake-up call that it's and for for people who don't believe, people have friends and family. For them as well, it's a real wake-up call. I'm blessed with I'm obviously in it, but the people who put it together are really the people who did it. And they did a tremendous job. So it's gonna be very powerful. So it's the harbingers of things to come in. I mean, I never thought I'd be using these words for me people, but in theaters all across America. And if it's not in where if there are people at a place and they don't have it, they can call in or it's possible they can get it in there as well. And also after the May 12th, after it's shown all over, churches can, there's a 30-day window where they can have their own showings of it as well. So I want most of all that people pray that God uses this as a prophetic, shofar call, of the Lord to wake up, touch, and save.
All right. Again, if you're just joining us this morning on WCNO, we have Jonathan Kahn. And Jonathan Kahn, author and prophetic voice, is with us today to talk about the harbingers of things to come. And we found, Jonathan, as we went online and did some searching, that most of our theaters up and down the coast of Florida already have information about when tickets can be purchased. The harbingers of things to come.com in theaters. This will be on Thursday, May the 12th. Okay, why a movie? Why a movie? I mean, you've written books, they're top sellers, the word is getting out. Why a movie at this time?
Well, one is that, I've been blessed that, so many people have read the books, but there are people who, number one, don't read books, there's a lot of people who don't, and
good point.
Secondly, there are people who are just, they're focused on, media and the internet and this. So it is going to reach them. They don't have to, it's an hour and a half. It's a full-length movie, and they also have things afterwards, special things afterwards. But it is a full-length movie. But it is, for someone who doesn't read or who they're unbelievers who might read, but they don't know what this is about. They may not invest that time. So simply that it can reach more people like right away. Number one, and also the time is that we are in a critical. Time right now. I mean, I think we all know it. We all feel it. It's actually part of the biblical template of judgment, and we can, I'm sure we'll talk about that. But it is critical. We are watching our culture slide away. We're watching it race away from God. In a way that we have never seen before, where the indoctrination of children, where, children don't even know if they're male or female. That's the way they're being instructed. Abortion being expanded. On every count, religious freedom being censored. We have never, ever in the history of this nation ever seen anything like it. And so we have to be voices. And this is the time we have to get the word out. And we have to be not timid. We have to be bolder. And so this is, it is more crucial now than any other time. So I think one of the reasons the Lord, allowed me to be able to do these things or write these things is you and I were talking just before we went on, but the word shofar or trumpet calls, these are piercing things. I believe the Lord gives very strong words to pierce the darkness, and that's why it's here. This is the time we have to be stronger, not weaker.
There again, we have Jonathan Kahn with us, and the Harbingers of Things to Come, the movie, will be in theaters May the 12th. Jonathan, there's a lot of books that have to do with prophecy, but this movie has to do with America, right?
Yeah, there. We are in the overall, the overall context, of course, is the end times.
Sure.
America, where is America going to be in that? Well, what the Harbinger, I've done, the first book I ever did was The Harbinger. I've done like six books. The last one is The Harbinger 2 because it has continued to unfold. In fact, it's continued to unfold after I even wrote The Harbinger 2, which I just wrote. So it's still unfolding. The thing is that these are templates that God gives in the Bible, because God is consistent, number one. God also uses his word to speak. And the Bible says that these things that actually happen to Israel are actually examples or signs for us. So there's templates, there's patterns, and when God warns the nation, there's a pattern to it. When there's judgment coming, there's a pattern. There are signs. They're because God is consistent. And the thing is, so the harbinger and all, what this film is going to be showing, is this, we are replaying this, exactly, with precision, these harbingers are reappearing, and they have not stopped. And that's one thing, I wrote the harbinger, probably 10 years ago. It has not stopped, it's accelerating, and everything we're seeing is linked to it. So yes, this is specifically it focuses on America, where it is, what's really happening, and where are we going, what do we have to know, but also people around the world read the books that are about America because America affects the world, so these things are also affecting the world, but the centerpiece is what's happening right now before our eyes.
So where are we right now?
Yeah, well, the mystery, okay, for those who don't know, and for those who might know, but refresh, the overall template is this. Before the judgment of a nation in the Bible, before it happens, there is a consistent template and pattern. And that is that years before it happens, there is a warning, the first wake-up call, a shaking. And it comes in the form of an enemy attack. It happens, this is so consistent. It happened with the judgment of ancient Israel, with the judgment of ancient Judah, with the judgment of Judea, after Jesus. That years before comes an enemy attack. Now, that attack, or that strike, or that invasion is limited. It happens, it's a shaking, then it's over. Then there is a window of time that the nation is given to come back to God. Now, with America, then this is the beginning of the harbinger. It happens with 9/11. We have the strike comes, the enemy comes from a faraway land, strikes the land, shakes America. And if you remember, after 9/11, everybody was, rushing to churches and saying, God bless America. And it looked like there could have been revival. But there was no revival. And about 3 weeks after, it ended. And the reason was, there was no repentance. And without repentance, there cannot be revival. And the thing is, what happened then is, 9/11, that began the harbingers. Now, in the last days of ancient Israel, these nine harbingers, or nine signs of warning of judgment, appear in the land. And the beginning of this is that the stunning thing is that those same nine prophetic harbingers that appeared in the last days of Israel have appeared on American soil. Some have appeared in New York City, some in Washington, D.C. Some have involved ceremonies, some involved American leaders, presidents, all of them have appeared with precision. So that is the opening warning. And then comes where then what happens is there is this now period of time that's given, years, in the case of ancient Israel, in the case of ancient Judah, from that warning to the time that the greater shakings begin. The nation is given the chance to come back. Now, if it comes back, it is saved. The whole point of the warning is to save it. But if it doesn't, and that's what happened in the case of ancient Israel, if it doesn't, then the shakings resume. And greater shakings come. And ultimately, if it doesn't turn back, ultimately, judgment comes, destruction comes, and in particular forms. So that is where we are. Since 9/11, we have not, America has not turned back to God. And in fact, what's happened is, because there was no repentance, it has actually gotten worse. And so it's accelerated. If you look back at 9/11, and back then, believers were saying, wow, America's really, departing from God. That's nothing compared to where we are now. So, and that's exactly what happened to ancient Israel. So it's not only that the signs have appeared, but it's also that America itself is following the ancient footsteps of Israel in its fall and in its judgment. So that is why it is so critical. We are now at a later stage, and we are at a stage where it is accelerating. So that's why, that's the dangerous part of where we are right now.
So in Harbinger and Harbinger 2, wherein there's actually kind of some pinpointed timing of what's happening, we're just, instead of repenting and returning to God, we're just following the course of biblical history that we have.
Which is, and I know you know the Harbinger, which is really foreshadowed in the Harbinger, because the scripture, if you remember, the key scripture of the Harbinger is Isaiah 9:10. That is the scripture that's about, you know, the strike came, the enemy struck, and instead of repenting, the people make a vow of defiance. They're going to come back stronger than ever without God. And that's what's going to seal the judgment. Well, that's the scripture. And so it was kind of foreshadowing that that was going to happen. Now, I still, you know, every time I write a book, or now in this case, the movie that's coming out, there's always hope, because as long as there's God, there's hope. But the thing is, what we have followed is this pattern of defiance. And actually, in the original book, and this comes out in the movie, there is a chapter called Things to Come. Now, again, I wrote this years ago. So, what happens if the nation doesn't turn back? Well, what happens is, what it says, what I wrote, you know, years ago, is that the shakings will resume, and they come in specific forms. One form is division. The nation will be a divided nation. Well, we're there. There'll be civil unrest, increase of disorder. Well, we've seen cities on fire. We've seen there's a whole spirit of disorder with that. Economic deterioration, you know, as well. The decline and fall. We're watching America decline, you know, with regard to, you know, the American age. All the signs are increasing that it's coming to an end, and which is what will happen if it doesn't turn back. The natural disasters, man-made disasters, like, you know, however one views it, as in a plague, which, by the way, we can get to. The whole COVID-19 is part of this mystery here. So you know, and the other thing is, in the last days of ancient Israel, they started canceling out the people of God. It became a cancel culture. They tried to cancel out Jeremiah. You know, when judgment came, Jeremiah was actually in prison, because we're watching that now. You know, the Bible says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil." Mm. Well, the first part is evil good. Well, to call evil good, that was the phase when America said, "Hey, you know, it's okay. This sin is okay. This sin is okay. Do your own thing. Anything goes." But the second stage is calling what is good evil. That is when now calling God, calling the Bible, calling the gospel, calling believers dangerous, and trying to cancel them out. Well, even that is what happened in the last days of Israel. It's happening now in America. So it's all those things that I was led to write, and not because, you know, it's because God gives this, he gives that template. They're all coming true.
Wow. Well, you know, Harbinger 2, there's something that came true after that book came out. And yes. How is Afghanistan a part of that? What exactly is that point that's established?
Yeah,
there?
Yeah. Now this is something. I mean, you know, that it doesn't stop. It continues. So this is after even the most recent book is the Harbinger 2, and you know, these things are going in the movie and the whole. But the thing is, one of the mysteries, or one of the harbingers, is the harbinger of the terrorist. And that is that when the strike comes on the land, it's not just a strike by an enemy. It's specifically a strike of terrorism. Because the ones who did that strike with ancient Israel, that warning that God allowed, that warning strike, they were the Assyrians. The ancient Assyrians are the fathers of terrorism. They invented terrorism. All terrorists, in some way, are their spiritual children. They're following. So when 9/11 came, it wasn't just an attack by an enemy. It was an attack of terror, one of the biblical signs of judgment. And the people, you know, when Assyria, you know, attacked Israel, they did it speaking Akkadian. They carried it out by, you know, signaling to each other, speaking the language of Akkadian. Well, Akkadian is extinct, but there's one language in the world that still exists that is linked to Akkadian. It's the sister language, and that's Arabic. So on 9/11, that literally they are following through in the same kind of language, the same syntax that the ancient Assyrians did. And so the first part is terror comes. But then, you know, then you've got this space of time that's part of the mystery, part of the template. And so it looked to ancient Israel, it looked like, well, they were safe from terrorism. They drove back the terrorists. That's it. But and so with America, it looked like, hey, we drove back the terrorists. We drove them out of Afghanistan. You know, that was the first part of it. Well, the template says that if the nation doesn't turn back to God, everything that it has done to kind of beat back this attack is going to be undone. The terrorists are going to come back, and terrorism is going to come back. So I always was wondering, you know, when is this going to happen? When is what happened in Afghanistan? You know, what Afghanistan? When is it going to be undone? When are the terrorists going to return? Well, it just happened this past. I mean, this past autumn. It happened, as we all know. America withdrew. The terrorists returned. The Taliban returned. Not just the Taliban. Al Qaeda returned. The very terrorists who we drove out came back. And so, if you see this happening, it is a sign. It is a ominous sign of things to come. And the thing was, it's not just that. There's a mystery to the timing of it, but when it happened. But in order to tell you that, I need to tell you what I think you were asking about. About something that is about the exact timing of what's been happening in America. And so, if that's okay, I'll reveal that. Is that okay?
Sure. Please. We need to know.
Well, there's the question's asked. It's a mystery of timing. How long is it between when that first strike comes, the warning, and when the greater shakings come on the land? And actually, the question is asked in The Harbinger, that very question, and it's answered in The Harbinger 2, and then it's revealed in the movie. And the thing is this, that in the case of Jerusalem, ancient Jerusalem, the first strike came in 605 BC, when the Babylonians first took they did that first initial invasion. But the greater shakings came in the year 586 BC. So how long is that period? Well, it's a period of 19 years. And 19 years in the Bible is very significant for judgment. I mean, it says in the 19th year, King Nebuchadnezzar, you know, destroyed when the 19th year, in the 19th year, all that. Well, if you take that, you know, with America, when was 9/11? It was 2001. So could the 19th year be a year of resuming of shakings and on the land? And, well, when is the 19th year? The 19th year is the year 2020. Did any shaking begin? Did things begin? 2020 is the year that all the shakings resumed on America. 2020 is the year that COVID came upon America. We're still dealing with it. That's also, by the way, the year that our cities were on fire. It's never, we have not recovered yet from that whole thing. So the resuming exactly happened exactly like clockwork, you know, and one of the shakings that the prophet Jeremiah says are going to happen in the 19th year of Israel's judgment is the judgment of a plague is going to come on the land. Well, in the 19th year. So for America, that would be 2020. And think about it. What is the name of this plague? It's COVID, and then the number 19. The number of judgment. I mean, it's mind-boggling. And I'll tell you something else. That you know, when I was praying, you know, because I always pray, like, what's the next book, you know, to write. And so in 2019, at the end of 2019, I'm praying, Lord, what do you want? Which one is it? You know, and I get back, none of them. It's time, this is now time when you have to write the sequel to The Harbinger, because the mystery in there is going to continue. This year that's coming is going to be a year of great shaking. And so for that, it's going to be the resuming of The Harbinger. So you got to let God's people know what's happening. So I started writing it. And because of that, I started writing in January of 2020. About 2 or 3 months later comes the shakings begin. But it's all part of this. So now, just to seal that up, back to the other thing, I said the return of the terrorist is a sign. When you see this, well, it happened not even a year ago. It's that recent. It happened, you know, when the terrorists returned to Afghanistan. But when did that begin? Well, it began when the Secretary of State of America went to Qatar and he had talks with the Taliban and basically saying, we're going to be pulling out, so this is, you're going to be coming in, but coming like this. So when did that begin? It was all undone. The day is when he arrived in Qatar. He arrived on September 11th, 2020, 19 years to the exact day.
Wow. Well, if you're just tuning in, Jonathan Kahn is with us at WCNO, and we are talking about a film that is coming out May the 12th, Thursday, The Harbingers of Things to Come. And my understanding is that it will be shown that evening. It's only shown on May the 12th. This is not something you can say, well, I think I'll go on the 13th or the 14th. It is going to be shown on May the 12th, and we have checked up and down the coast of Florida. Regal Theaters will have the film, CW Theaters, AMC Theaters, and you will be able to go to the harbingersofthingstocome.com and verify exactly how you can get tickets purchased early and be able to get in this evening on May the 12th.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. And also, yeah, actually where we are in Jersey, it's actually been selling out here. So if you can, you know, you can do it right online. And if you don't, if you're not good on online, the other way is if you just Google Fathom Events Harbinger, it'll take you to that same site, Fathom Events and Harbinger. But either way, the Harbingers of Things to Come. But yeah, so there are people who are already, you know, getting tickets all over. So, yeah, and again, pray that God uses this. But it's not only for believers. If you have unbelievers in your life who need to know or wake up call or to get saved, it's for them just as much.
All right. Again, Jonathan Kahn, we are so blessed to have you with us here in Florida. And in the movie, The Harbingers of Things to Come, you are going to reveal a prophetic image and video sequence that has never been shown this way before. I know you can't reveal all of it, but what can you tell us?
Yeah. This is, that now, in the Bible, you know, God gives signs, as we know. And he also gives foreshadows. I mean, and we know much of our faith is, you know, the foreshadows of Messiah. But he does that of judgment, too. And so this is something that has never been shown in this way on a screen before. I mean, I'll tell you this. This is something I really kind of have kept quiet or hidden for a long time. And that is that before all these things began, I mean, and things that are happening to this day, there was a literal foreshadow. I mean, it's going to sound a little, without seeing it, I understand, but I have to talk this way. But it happened. And I was there. It happened. I was at the pedestal of the Statue of Liberty. And actually, interesting, because that's the gate of America, you know. And, you know, when you think, like, where was judgment revealed first? Well, at the gate, you know. And you know, the watchmen would look and they'd see, you know, what was coming.
Sure.
Well, God gave this amazing, I mean, a foreshadow of what was coming, of what, I mean, not only in an image, a film, but also in video, and all, I mean, it's like eerie, I mean, it's amazing, and it has never been revealed, you know, in this way, so it's going to be very powerful, and I can't, you know, and it's hard to explain it, but you're going to see it, it's literally, it's going to be, it's kind of like, I don't know the word, somebody was saying when they saw an advanced copy, they said they were just, you know, they had goosebumps, because God is real, and he gives warning, and this is all about to warn for the sake of life. So that is going to be, this is going to be very prophetic, and that's going to be on the screens on May 12th.
And so I guess we can say, get your tickets and go to the movie and bring people with you, right?
oh, absolutely. Yeah. Right. And then people are doing that, you know, I mean, you know, up here. But absolutely, I mean, for believers, you know, to wake up, to know the times, and, you know, people who, you know, for that to begin with. I mean, there are people who are like, you know, open and, yeah, Lord, I want to know and I'm ready. But there's also other believers who, you know, are not. And it's kind of, there's a danger of getting, of slipping away with this flood that's happening. So to be aware and awake, and then again, all the people in our lives who need to get saved. That's the point. You know, we are called to be watchmen, you know, all of us. You know, we have to sound the warning and by getting the gospel out and to let people know the signs of the times, because that's why we're here, you know, that they get saved.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, 9/11 keeps coming up, and of course, you know, I believe all of us in this nation who are righteous should have recognized that as a shaking, but I'm not sure that that was really understood. But there was a U.S. senator that actually prophesied what was going to happen to America. Can you give us a little light on that?
Yeah. Well, this is, and here's an example of something where In the movie, I speak about it in the book, but in the movie, you actually see him do it.
Okay.
Because we found that archive, that footage. What happened is, the day after 9/11, the America gets on Capitol Hill, the government. They're going to give their response. Now in ancient Israel, when the attack happened, they gave the response, and the response was Isaiah 9:10. The leaders said that the verse, that vow, and for those who don't know it, it said the bricks have fallen in the attack, but we will rebuild with quarried stone. You know, we're coming back stronger without God. We're not going to be humbled. The sycamore trees have been struck down, but we will plant cedars, or the Hebrew, the Erez tree, in its place, a stronger tree. We're coming back stronger. Well, they said that was the vow of defiance and judgment. So here's the thing. On the day after 9/11, America is on Capitol Hill, the government's on Capitol Hill. The man in charge of giving the response is the Senate Majority Leader, Tom Daschle, Democrat Senate Majority Leader. He gets up and he starts giving the official response. At the end of his speech, he says, there is a word from Isaiah that speaks to us now. And then out of his mouth comes the ancient vow of judgment, the same exact words that the leaders of ancient Israel said after their attack and that led the nation to judgment. He says it. He has no idea what he's saying. You know, it's like, you know, when I say prophesy, you know, it's like Caiaphas. Caiaphas said things he didn't know. He had no idea what he was saying.
Sure.
So Daschle has no idea what he's saying. He thinks he's giving an encouraging thing. He's actually pronouncing judgment. He's identifying America as a nation that has turned from God, and now that the judgments, the warning and warning strikes has just begun. And he literally talks about the tree that's struck down, because he's saying the scripture, and literally that day they're discovering the sycamore trees actually was struck down on 9/11. He speaks about that they're going to put they're going to build with a stone, they replace this one because and it's going to happen 2 years later. There's going to be that thing is going to happen in New York City that he says. He speaks about replanting the fallen sycamore with a specific kind of tree. It's going to happen 2 years later. But the big thing, I mean, the ultimate thing of the significance is this. He at the end, he says that, and then right after he says that vow, he says, this is what we will do. In other words, he's referring to Isaiah 9:10. In other words, we are going, he doesn't know he's saying this, but he says it. We are going to follow the course of ancient Israel, which is one of defiance, and that would turn out to be totally prophetic. That's where we are to this day, but it was all prophesied on the day after 9/11, on Capitol Hill, with a man who had no idea what he was doing, but he actually replayed the ancient mystery.
Jonathan, how did you come about with that idea? It goes in the Harbinger before it's ever happened.
You mean how the Harbinger?
The verse of National Judgment actually pinpointed the exact date of 9/11 years before it happened, and you had no idea of it when you wrote The Harbinger. How did it happen that was revealed that way?
Thank you. Here's the thing with that. I had no idea of this. You know, when The Harbinger came out, when I wrote The Harbinger, I had no idea about what I'm about to tell you. And that is that all over America, there was, on 9/11, that morning, before it happened, believers were opening up their Bible to Isaiah 9:10, the Harbinger scripture that speaks of the attack before it happened. That speaks about the attack of the beginning of judgment. And all over America, how? Well, there is a Bible, and most believers have heard of it. It's called the One-Year Bible. And in the One-Year Bible, there is a scripture for every day. Mm-hmm. If you open up to the Harbinger scripture, which speaks about that strike on the land, the beginning of judgment, the enemy attack, you'll find a date on top of the page. The date on top of the page is September 11th. It was all there. Mm-hmm. The thing is, the One-Year Bible came out in the 1980s, but it from the beginning, it was all there. The date, the enemy attack, the beginning of judgment, and the date, September 11th. Every year on 9/11, believers all across America were opening up their Bibles to the scripture about the attack on 9/11 every year. And then it happened on that morning. They did it again. They opened it up about the enemy attack, about that the sycamore tree would be struck down. That would happen right in New York City on that day. All these things. And they're opening it up, and they're having no idea that the next day Tom Daschle is also he's gonna utter the same words, you know. So I mean, nobody could put this together, but that tells you something. I mean, this is a very exact pattern. You know, it also tells you that everything's under control. God's under control, but it also tells you how real this is. And again, you won't see this in the original book, The Harbinger. It will be in the movie, but I had no idea until it was discovered after I wrote the book.
Well. Amen. I mean, I was shocked when I read The Harbingers, God has such sovereignty in these things, and you just cannot miss the fact that, to me, heaven's billboards are blasting to us in this nation and the world, wake up, wake up. You know, in the movie, you reveal that those same ancient words of judgment are linked to something that Barack Obama did. Now, what was that?
Yeah, well, what happened is one of the harbingers is that tower at Ground Zero. And when they were building it, when they got to nearing completion, Obama came down to Ground Zero, and they put in front of him the beam that is going to crown the tower. It's going to complete the harbinger. It's going to be it was the highest, you know, beam in America. And they told him to inscribe words on it. So he could have written anything he wanted to write. So these are going to be the highest words of America, and it's going to crown the harbinger, harbinger of defiance. And what he writes on that beam in, you know, modern American English was the paraphrase of Isaiah 9:10, the harbinger scripture, the vow that brought judgment on America. I mean, on Israel. Now he's writing it. He is the leader of the land. I mean, these are the leaders of ancient Israel. Here now, he's the leader of America, and he writes that on the beam. And he, you know, in the ancient, you know, Hebrew, you know, when you read Isaiah 9:10, I think it's like, you know, 20, 30 something words. But in the original Hebrew, it's only 8 words. So 8 words sealed the judgment of ancient Israel. When Obama writes on the beam, he writes 8 words, 8 English words that parallel the 8 Hebrew words. Mm. In fact, you know, the middle of the middle of his vow was, he said the words, we rebuild. And when you look at the middle of the Hebrew word, the Hebrew vow, the ancient one that brought judgment, is the word nivneh. Nivneh means we rebuild. So I mean, literally matches. So now the highest words in America on this tower are in, you know, jutting into the sky, are words of defiance, the same words that brought judgment to ancient Israel.
Well, wow, that's... And that's part of the film. A lot of documentaries that, and I saw that as I was reading through and looking at it. There's a lot of documentation in this film that's just going to be revelatory to many people. Maybe they read the book, but when you see it, it's just going to really sear that into your mind to realize the significance of God's warning to us. Now, what about January the 6th? You know, there's been a lot of controversy about what has happened in the past and what's happened more recently. But on January the 6th on Capitol Hill, you have something to reveal about that, perhaps.
Yeah, well, this is interesting because this is people would know that one of the books I wrote was called The Paradigm, and this goes under the category of what has happened after the books, that things keep coming true, and this is, you know, for those who know the paradigm is showing that not only are these templates, there are templates of judgment and signs, but there's also templates of people. There are patterns.
Yes.
And with the fall of ancient Israel, there were patterns of leaders that rose at the time. And I won't go into it. It's amazing. I won't go into it. But, I mean, it's exact. But there was, you know, and what I bring out is with Donald Trump, there is this archetype that goes, which is the archetype of Jehu. Jehu was a man who rose up when Israel was falling away from God, and he rose up. I mean, he was an unlikely guy. He wasn't a politician. He was a fighter. Well, Donald Trump's a fighter. Fights with everybody. And this, by the way, is not political. This is what it is. And he, you know, Jehu was wild. He was impulsive. He was unpredictable. You couldn't tell what he's going to do next. Well,
right.
So too. But then, you know, Jehu kind of, like, unlikely, he ends up, you know, in a race to the throne, you know, and he ends up making an alliance with the religious conservatives of the land, so Donald Trump. In fact, he makes a partnership with a religious conservative. This is Jehu, but so did Donald Trump, Mike Pence. Then he comes to a showdown, you know, coming to power with a nation's former first lady, if you can imagine. Well, exactly, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton. And, you know, even though everybody thought, or most people thought Hillary Clinton was going to win, the pattern said that Trump was going to win. And so he did. So then Jehu comes to the capital city with an agenda. You know what his agenda was? His agenda was to drain the swamp. And so he goes there. And then also Jehu, you know, opposes the worship of Baal. And the worship of Baal involves child sacrifice. So Donald Trump also became very strong for life, you know, to defund, you know, abortion and all those things, you know. But now here's the thing. Now I talk about, there is this pattern that when Jehu rises, he comes to power, it's marked by the fall of the Temple of Baal. Now the Temple of Baal, was in the capital city. When Donald Trump began his rise to, you know, 2 months later, there actually was a Temple of Baal that existed from ancient times in the Middle East. 2 months later, the Temple of Baal falls to the ground. Okay, now here's what happened after. One of the patterns of this, and this is the patterns in the book, The Paradigm, but it came true afterwards, this part. And that is that, you know, at one point, Jehu calls for a gathering, people to come to the capital city. Well, Trump called for people to come to the capital city for this, you know, this rally. And then Jehu, you know, said, you know, go down, and he sends people down to the capital building of ancient Israel, this key capital building. So what happens in Washington is the people that go down to the capital building. Then, and I'm not saying who did what or why did what or all that, but here's the template. Then there are people who are for Jehu. They lay siege to the capital building. Well, it's exactly, you know, this happened there. But then, here's the thing. When the Capitol Police, when the Washington Police, they arrested people that week, and they publicized, you know, they would arrest more people later, but they publicized the number all over the news, and so they had arrested 80 people involved, linked to this, the Capitol, you know, the Capitol event.
Right.
Well, if you read the Book of Kings, it says the number of people of who laid siege to the Capitol were 80 men. 80 people, 80 men, same number. And not only that, that night when they, you know, when everything happened, when the vote went through, there were two states that protested, and the number in Pennsylvania of those who stood with Trump were 80 House of Representatives at the same time. But the thing is that before that, it all happened that week, there was a new Congress that was opened up, and that new Congress was opened up with a prayer to a pagan god, the god Brahma. So here, that new Congress, it was a Democrat control, they took over the Congress, was dedicated to the god Brahma. And then all this hell broke loose, you know, it all happened. But one of the significance is that this event frames the reign of Jehu. At this time, it was the end of Donald Trump's reign. But it means it's right now, the reign in America is the reign of Baal. I won't go into it, but we are in the time when evil reigns. So it's so, I mean, it just doesn't stop. It's just mind-boggling.
Again, we are so glad to have Jonathan Kahn with us on WCNO today, and we're talking about The Harbingers of Things to Come, a movie that is going to be in theaters Thursday, May the 12th. And this will be all across our nation and up and down the coast and across Florida for those who are tuning in and listening today. This film is going to be on May the 12th. It will not be on the 13th or the 14th. It's on May the 12th. And so, you know, right now would be a great time to go online. TheHarbingersOfThingsToCome.com. And Jonathan, you had mentioned another website that they could go to purchase.
The other way of doing it, I mean, the Harbingers of Things to Come, the other way is just remember three words, Fathom Events and Harbinger. That's it. Or if you even say Harbingers, it doesn't matter if it's but Fathom Events, Harbinger, just Google it. Fathom Events,
Fathom
Harbinger.
Events. Okay, very good.
Fathom Events, Harbinger, it'll take you right to the page, and that's where you could actually see where it's playing, and you can actually order tickets or reserve tickets for you. And again, I encourage you to bring the unsaved as well. Saved, yes, a wake-up call, but the unsaved too. It's going to be a very, it's going to be a mind-blowing thing.
So, fathomeventsharbinger.com.
Well, no. The Harbinger .com is the Harbingers of Things to Come. That .com.
Harbinger.
That's,
okay,
that's
gotcha.
Right. But gotcha. If you want to just Google it and you don't want to, you don't have the website, just Google the word, three words, Fathom Events Harbinger. It'll take you to the same site.
There you go. So if you don't get the website absolutely correct, if you pull up Fathom Events Harbinger, it's going to take you to the information you want to know. You'll be able to find out what theaters are showing this, and it's going to be all across the nation. Again, you know, there are several things that you reveal in this movie, The Harbingers of Things to Come, that you held back from revealing, and it goes all the way back to 9/11. But these are some things that are a warning to us right now. Tell us about that. And what is this about? A mystery of the Pentagon?
Yeah. Well, one of the things that happens when you know the days of a nation's judgment is that its powers are shaken. And you know, one of the powers of America is certainly its military power. It became a military superpower. The building, you know, what represents it, of course, is the Pentagon. So notice what happens on 9/11. 9/11. The symbol of America's military and superpower is struck. Both places, New York and Washington, are linked to America's powers. So, but there's a mystery, because when did America become that superpower, the military superpower? Well, it began actually in 1941 when it entered the Second World War. It quadrupled its military that year. It entered the war, out of which it would emerge as the world superpower. Now, that same year, it was marked by the beginning of a building that would represent that power. And of course, that was the Pentagon. Well, it was 1941. Well, when exactly was the Pentagon born? Well, the Pentagon was born when they gathered by the Potomac River and they broke ground in 1941, in the summer. But when exactly? The Pentagon was born on September 11th. It was born on 9/11. It all began. America's rise to power all began that, you know, long before we knew about 9/11 as the day of a calamity, it was the date of America's power. And so on the same date of that power, the exact day and the exact place, it all comes back. And the terrorists have they had no idea. You know, and on top of it, you know, the building that the Pentagon replaced, which is the War Department building, that had existed for 60 years and replaced it. Well, if you take the birth of the Pentagon and you add 60 years forward, it takes you to September 11th, 2001, the exact year and day when it was struck. And the warning, well, actually, even before I go, let me tell you, here's another side of it. You know, the other power of America is economic. Well, that always centered on New York City, and it particularly centered on the southern part of New York City, the financial district. Well, what was the other side of 9/11? It was the other power was struck, the World Trade Center, representing America's economic power there. Well, when did that power begin? Well, that power began when New York City began, and that's when Henry Hudson discovered it. When was New York City born? It was born on September 11th, the same exact day. And so it was struck on that day. And actually, that very day of 9/11, there was a ship that was Henry Hudson's ship. It was a recreation. Was actually sailing up. It was recreating the birth of New York City and the birth of American economic power in the midst of the calamity of 9/11. Mm. And the warning, the biblical warning, is that our blessings come from God. Our power comes from God. We can, if a nation wars against God, those powers will come crumbling down.
Well, once again, we're blessed to have Jonathan Kahn with us on WCNO today, and we're talking about The Harbingers of Things to Come, a movie that is going to be released on May the 12th. It's going to be available May the 12th. And that Thursday is the evening that you will need to make plans to attend. This is all across our nation. I just personally believe this is a wake-up call to us, and it is a shofar shout to all of us to be awakened and to be equipped to awaken others. Now, we have about 10 minutes left until we get to the top of the hour, and we do have Jonathan Kahn with us. Jonathan, I know we have some things about, you know, where do you go in this movie? You know, why do you end up on an island? And we want to get to the point, is there any hope for America? So I'm just going to kind of hand it to you. Tell us, why is this filmed where it is, and is there any hope for us as a nation?
Yeah. The film's going to be on a journey to all these mysteries in America. And one of the places I go on a boat, a ship is to an island on Massachusetts Bay, and there's a mystery embedded there. And so here's the thing. When, you know, at the very beginning of America, the guy who's called George Washington's the father, John Winthrop is the grandfather of America, a Puritan at 1630, he's there, he gives a prophetic warning. And the prophetic warning, says he says, you know, if we follow God, we'll be as a city on a hill. And that's that famous thing. That's where that's where it was linked to America from that thing. He says, we'll be the most blessed people on earth. We'll be the most powerful. And it all came true. He says, but people miss the warning. He says, but if we turn away from God, then the judgment that came on Israel will come upon us. And so that people miss that part. Well, that's exactly what the Harbinger, and that's what this movie's going to, that's what this is showing. It's all happening. So, but the thing is this, when he spoke about America being a city on a hill, there was actually a city that he was also, you know, first, you know, putting his hope on. And that city, he was the founder. He founded that city, and he became the first governor and the leader of it. And he was, that city is called Boston. In fact, Boston is called city, the nickname is City on the Hill. So it actually came from there. But the thing is that John Winthrop was there, and actually, he had an island right off the coast of Boston, and he would there pray, you know, for America. He would see, you know, he would look at the city on the hill, and he would be in the Lord's presence as he the one who gave the warning. Well, what happened to John Winthrop's island? And this is where we uncovered that John Winthrop's island became an airport, Logan Airport, the beginning of 9/11. 9/11 began on the island of John Winthrop, the man who gave the warning of what would happen if America turned away from God. It all began there. And actually, Winthrop was alluding to Moses' warning of Israel when he said, what will happen? You know, what will happen if you turn away? And it says there that an enemy will come from a faraway land. It'll come like an eagle on the land. So he actually is alluding to that, and literally the eagle, the enemy would come like an eagle, taking off from John Winthrop's island. And all that week, all over New York City, where Jewish people are in synagogues, they're opening up their Bibles. Days before 9/11, they're opening up the scrolls. There's an appointed word that is read every week in the synagogue. The appointed word was that scripture that the enemy will come from a faraway land.
Wow.
I mean, so again, you cannot, you know, only you cannot make this up. This is mind-boggling, and it is truly God warning and calling America.
We are excited that God has raised you up, Jonathan, for a time such as this. And as we're getting ready to run out of time today, as I asked you in the past, would you be willing to just lift up a prayer, certainly over our nation, but also over the state of Florida. There are a lot of faith leaders. I gather with a lot of these leaders and faith business owners, faith civic leaders, and we get together and just cry out. We have the National Day of Prayer that's coming up, and we just want to say a huge thank you to you for being willing against the tide in the midst of the darkness to lift up this mighty prophetic warning and also opportunity to respond to God. We're still here. Would you pray with us?
Yeah, and thank you. And also thank you for this time, too. And also, and let me just tell you, because I just realized as you asked this, there is hope, you know, and that's what the movie, the books, there is hope, but it's conditional upon what we do as God's people and what America does. So that is, it's going to go to what we need to do for the days ahead. And listen, don't fear the days ahead, because this is our hour. You know, if the dark's getting darker, it's time for us to get brighter. This is an honor. It's an honor, but we have to be all out strong. These are like the days of the apostles and the prophets. Those who will stand, God's going to raise you up and powerfully. So let's be strong. Let's do it. And I also want to thank you. And in Florida, we look at what's happening in Florida, and we are blessed by the believers that are there and making a stand that is being heard across the nation. So let's pray. Father, we just praise you and thank you and love you and lift you up, and we ask your great Lord anointing, Father. I ask on Florida, Lord, on every believer right now listening, right now, Lord, I ask your hand that you would strengthen your people, empower your people, Father. Lord, we want to be lights for this hour. We want to be lights in the darkness, Lord, and we want to shine. And Lord, we pray, Father, for great and mighty things to happen in Florida, Lord. I know there's something very special. You've called me there a lot. Something very special there. Lord, we ask for revival in Florida, Father. Revival in Florida and revival to spread to America, Father. We know you're never finished. So, Father, help us to be agents of revival, and not just to pray for revival, but to actually live in revival. Lord, we commit this day that we will live in revival, on fire for you. Whatever we need to do, we'll do. Whatever we need to get out of our lives, we'll do it. Whatever we need to bring in, we'll do it. Father, Lord, use us, and Father, use this hour, and Lord, use all these things we've talked about. Lord, we also ask, we pray together, use the movie, Father, use all things, Lord,
to
bring about your purposes, to save the lost, to revive, Lord, the saved, Father, and to, Lord, have your name be glorified in this hour, and use us for the purpose for which we were placed in our mother's womb for such a time as this. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus the Messiah, Or HaOlam, the light of the world and the hope of America. In his holy name, amen.
Amen, amen. And once again, Jonathan Kahn, thank you for joining us at WCNO right here in Florida. And we are blessed to be co-laborers with you. And we are going to close up this, but I want to just mention again, The Harbingers of Things to Come. This movie's going to be in theaters on May the 12th. And you can go online to Fathom Events Harbinger and do a search, and it will bring you right where you need to go to find out about theaters all up and down the coast across the nation. That is the night. And remember, this is a one-night showing, and so you cannot put this off and say, well, I'll go later. I will make arrangements so I'm available to be there then. Jonathan, any closing thought as we're getting ready to finish this hour?
Well, just to say, yeah, again, to say, we are of God and we are of hope, and we need to set the trumpet to our mouth and warn those who are perishing, because we have a message of life. And so again, this can be our greatest hour. You know, this is the time that brings greatness. And I want to also thank you for your heart and your spirit and your faithful stand, you know, for an hour, such an hour as this. It is more crucial than ever that we rise to our calling, and that's to everybody, and thank you. And the Lord continue to greatly use you.
Amen. And if you've got just a second, I'd like to chat with you 1 minute after we transition. We are going to go to the spot that's going to be playing on our station. You'll be hearing this spot. It will call you to be aware and to pass the word along to people that you know.
Are the shakings that have come upon America, world, from 9/11 to COVID-19, all part of an ancient mystery, a prophecy, a warning of what is still to come? From New York Times bestselling author Jonathan Kahn comes an explosive and mind-blowing motion picture. The harbingers of things to come. The one movie you can't afford not to see. In theaters May 12th. Tickets available at fathomevents.com.
Yeah, I'll be there. I think I'll be there. I just said yes yesterday. I'll be there in October, I believe. I just said yes yesterday. Yeah, Paul Wilmer, I love him. Yeah.